Stage 23, inside the Soig House. This bronze relief on the inner wall of the Soig House is of the writer Joseph Victor von Scheffel, one of the most popular poets in 19th century Germany. In his novel Ekerhard, he brings back to life the Hohentwiel of the 10th century. The story of Hadwig and Ekerhard, the monk, has a historical background. Ekerhard II was a monk from the St. Gallen Monastery and lived in the mid-10th century. Hadwig, the widow of Herzog Burkhard, called upon him as a mentor at Hohentwiel. As a result of the relationship, Ekerhard became close to the royal family itself. This is how he became chaplain at the imperial court of Otto der Große, and will certainly also have taught the young man who later became Kaiser Otto II. He died in 1990 as cathedral provost in Mainz.
Scheffel was by training a professional lawyer, but after completing his studies, he dedicated himself to his talent for poetry. He read his way into the history of the 10th century, then in 1854 read about the monastery while in the St. Gallen Library, and made his way across the Reichenau as far as Hohentwiel. He booked lodgings in a guest house there for 6 weeks and worked on his novel.
The historical facts about the two main characters were turned by Scheffel into a love story. The self-confident Herzogin took the attractive Latin tutor into her castle, fell in love with him, something which the monk certainly tried to suppress in himself. When he eventually confessed to his feelings for her, it was too late. The relationship of Hadwig towards her tutor is already cooling, and Ekerhard flees from Hohentwiel to Ebenalp am Sentis in a very disturbed state of mind.
With this story from the times of Otto, Scheffel really touched a nerve with the public. The book rapidly became a bestseller and even gave rise to an opera. While still alive, Scheffel was bestowed with honours. On his 50th birthday, he was elevated by Großherzog Friedrich von Baden to noble status, and the King of Württemberg gave him royal orders. Scheffel died in 1885 at the age of 60. While he was still alive, the town of Singen named a street after him. This was followed by further street namings, this time with characters from his novel, such as Eckhardstrasse, Praxidisplatz, Odifaxstrasse, Hadumotstrasse, Romeastrasse, and a number of others. 3 years after his death, in honour of his memory, the Hohentwiel Society donated this bronze medallion you now see before you.